Okay, I wanted to discuss several ideas from Rav Salvatik, Tassal the Rav, regarding the Avelus of the 3 weeks. These are both quite famous, coming out of... These are two really famous ideas that the Rav has developed. Okay, number one. It's well known that Rav Salvatik held that a person who shaves, who normally shaves every day, or every other day, can continue to do so during Sfiras HaOmer and during the 3 weeks until Rosh Chodesh Av. What's the basis for this idea? I want to explain this psak, where it comes from, and what it does mean, what it doesn't mean. And it's a classic example where if you hear psak and you don't understand the background, you can have these people say these really mistaken, crazy ideas. Oh, the Rav drops halachas here and there, you know, they say thing in the name of the Rav. And you'll see really that this, if you understand the background, it is a chiddush, but it's a chiddush which has actually very strong basis, and you have to understand where it's coming from. So that's my goal, Mitzvah Hashem, Bezrat Hashem, to explain this idea. When one looks at the Gro on Shulchan Aruch, the Perush HaGro on Shulchan Aruch, so you'll notice that whenever the Shulchan Aruch, or especially the Ramah, quotes a minhag, so the Gro nearly every time brings a makor for the minhag. Now, obviously, it's not a makor that means, well, it's a pasuk which says do this, or it's a gemara that says do this, because if there was a pasuk or a gemara, then it's not a minhag, then it would be a real din. A chiyuv deraisa, a chiyuv derabana. The Gra quotes a gemara, quotes some sort of makor. The idea is that the Gra is teaching us a yesod here, that minhagim have to fit into some halacha category. Yadus doesn't have ceremonies, things that we do just for show. No. Everything we do has a kiyum. It fulfills some sort of mitzvah, either a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah derabanan. It might fulfill a shita in the Rishonim. It might fulfill an aspect of the din that's not a chiyuv, but it's a kiyum. So we can learn, we can glean from this approach of the Gra, this yesod, that every minhag is based on something. This is like an axiom. The Rav was very into this idea, and the Rav spent a lot of time in Shir explaining Minhagim, explaining the background of Minhagim. And the Rav would have a Shulchan Aruch open, and he'd read the Minhag in the Ramah or something, and then he would give a Shir on it. And Rav Shechter says, you know, if you compare the different Rosh Yeshiva, how much time they actually spent in Shir teaching Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham, the Rav spent a tremendous amount of time of his Shir time teaching Shulchan Aruch. And this was one angle, the idea of teaching the Pshat of Minhagim. It's really a chiddush that the Rav had, was that he did more than the other Rosh Yeshiva. So the Rav's psak regarding shaving during Sfira and shaving during the 3 weeks is based on this approach. But before I get there, I want to give two other beautiful, famous examples to give you a sense of what I'm talking about how the Rav approached Minhagim. One example is when we announced the Rosh Chodesh, when we're doing Mevarchim HaChodesh. There's an interesting minhag that the Chazan, right before he declares when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, he holds the Sefer Torah. Why does he do that? Why does he hold the Sefer Torah? So there are different pshatim. So the Rav developed the following idea. And the Rav held that the Chazan taking the Torah before declaring Rosh Chodesh actually reflects a fundamental yesod, mamish, a fundamental yesod in the whole way Rosh Chodesh works. And this minhag is really an expression of a basic halachic principle, which is as follows. We know that the Beis Din HaGadol declared Rosh Chodesh every month. And the Rav developed, based on a lot of makoros, one example is the davening. We say in the davening, Hashem is Mekadesh Yisrael Be'azmanim. When it comes to Shabbos, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos directly. When it comes to Yom Tov, we say Mekadesh Yisrael Be'azmanim. So what's the idea? The idea is, this already is in the Gemara and in the Mefarshim, that Yom Tov depends on the new moon, when Rosh Chodesh is. And Beis Din decides when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So the timing of Yom Tov depends on the timing of Rosh Chodesh. We, human beings, have a role. Am Yisrael plays a role in when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, based on the new moon and the Eidim. So you say, Mekadesh Yisrael ve'azmanim, that Hashem's Mekadesh us, and then together, us, in a sense, with Hashem, we're Mekadesh the Yom Tovim. We're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, and through the Kiddush of Rosh Chodesh, we are deciding when Yom Tov's going to be. Okay, that's a well-known idea. Now, we say Mekadesh Yisrael ve'azmanim, but it's based on that's Mekadesh the Chodesh. So the Rav developed based on many, this is a big topic, based on many Yesodos, many Makaros, that the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim really had two functions. One was, it played the role of Lahavdil, the Supreme Court. That's what we normally assume. All the big shailas came to the Beis Din HaGadol. Any question that you couldn't figure out, the major questions came to Beis Din HaGadol. But the Beis Din HaGadol also had a second role. It also had the role that we would call similar to Lahavdil, the House of Representatives. The Beis Din HaGadol, for several halachos, represented Am Yisrael. They were like the representatives. Whatever they did is like Am Yisrael is doing something. And the Rav brought different examples. This is one of them. That really, the Yesod HaDvarim is that who's Mekadesh the new moon? Am Yisrael is Mekadesh the new moon. But based in HaGadol, acting as our Shlichim, as our Netzigim, as our representatives, they're Mekadesh the new moon on behalf of Am Yisrael. But really, it's happening through Am Yisrael. And that's why we say Mekadesh Yisroel v'hazimanim. So now, the Rav thinks that this idea that Am Yisrael's Mekadesh Dechodesh is reflected in our davening in the Minhagim. So first of all, when we say in the Tefillah after Kiddush HaChodesh, Chaverim Kol Yisroel. Why do we mention Chaverim Kol Yisroel? Because we're trying to show that the person who's speaking up there, the Baal Tefillah, the Chazan, he is really acting on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. That's the language here. And this is in the Shir Mizrach HaBemori, Chelek Aleph, page 129 through page 134. Here the Rav writes, Leficha Nugam Omim Chaverim Kol Yisrael Lefaneha. Ha'achraza Kshura B'kfilos Knesset Yisrael Kula. And therefore, even though we only have a minion, what do we say? We only have one minion. We say, Chagigis alachdus Yisrael kedei latzarif tzibur zeh l'uma kula. We're trying to show that this tzibur here is part of Am Yisrael. All of Am Yisrael is together, is declaring the Kiddush HaChodesh. Mamash, a beautiful idea. So now, this is why the Chazan takes the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is the halachic glue that makes us into a nation. Rav Sajigon says, Am Yisrael is a nation because of the Torah. What binds every Jew together all over the world? The fact that all of us keep the Torah, learn the Torah, guard the Torah, pass it on to the next generation. This is why Am Yisrael is a nation, because of the Torah. So when the Chazan wants to show that he is proclaiming the Chodesh on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. What does he do? He takes hold of the Sefer Torah. He takes hold of the Sefer Torah. And that's his way of saying, I am now speaking on behalf of the nation of this Torah. The whole nation. This is what makes us into a nation. And therefore, I am now speaking on behalf of all of Am Yisrael when I declare the Rosh Chodesh. Mamish, a beautiful pshat. The Rav quotes, there's a Tosfos in Brachos on Daf Mem Chesamad Aleph, Dibur HaMaskil Veles, that says something similar, the idea that the Sefer Torah can represent Am Yisrael. You can look it up over there. But this is the idea. What a beautiful pshat. The Rav took this minhag, this interesting minhag, and this minhag reflects this basic yesod. That's one example. Okay, there's another example. Kabbalah Shabbos. This example, again, is mentioned in the Rav's writings in different places. I'm just going to quote it here. It's in Shirv Zichra B'Mori. Again, Chel Galef, pages 62 and 63. The idea is as follows. We say Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos is not found in the Gemara. It's not one of the official tefillahs. We have five official tefillahs. Maariv, Shachris, Mincha, Musaf, and Ne'ilah. Kabbalah Shabbos, and the truth is, Kabbalah Shabbos is a relatively recent phenomenon. Kabbalah Shabbos has only been around since the 1500s, and it spread slowly. It started in Sfas, and moved out from there. And until relatively recently, not every community did Kabbalah Shabbos. But now everyone does Kabbalah. I think everyone does learn. So the Rav developed ideas follows: that Kabbalah Shabbos is a minhag. But it's a minhag which is really a kiyum of an already existing halacha. It's not a minhag that popped out of nowhere. It isn't a ceremony. It's a minhag, and the minhag is reflecting a real yesod in halacha. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, I think it's Perek Lamed, in Perek Lamed, Halacha Beis, is discussing kavod Shabbos. What's kavod? So the Rambam says, Yerochetz Panav, and Misateif Petzitzis, the Yoshev Bekoved Rosh Mecha Lehakbolas Pnei HaShabbos Kamoz Yotzei Kras HaMelech. You wash your hands, you put on your talis, and you sit with Koved Rosh in a serious way, anticipating the coming of the Shabbos. And he quotes the Gemara's Chaim HaRishonim Hei Mekavsin Talmidein Be'erev Shabbos U'misatfin Ve'omrim Bo V'netzei Kras Shabbos HaMelech. That's Kavod Shabbos. It's things you do Erev Shabbos to get ready for Shabbos. So what's the idea here? So the Rav develops a whole idea here that these things of talis and washing your hands, and these are aspects of tefillah. So, and tefillah is standing in front of the Shechina. So you're being mekabel the Shechina. Okay? But this is the basis of Kabbalah Shabbos. When we say Kabbalah Shabbos, we are fulfilling this Rambam. Before the Arizal and his Chevra developed Kabbalah Shabbos, so maybe some people did what the Rambam says, some people did, some people didn't. But this minhag, which began in Sfas, is a mamish, a kiyum of Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is a mitzvah chiyuvis derabanan, which the Rav develops in this year. L'chore is a mitzvah, it's a kiyum of the mitzvah deraisa of Zachar v'Shamor. By showing honor to the Shabbos, you are strengthening the feeling of Zachar v'Shamor. So Kavod Shabbos is a real chiyuv derabanan, and there's a kiyum deraisa here. So when we say Kabbalah Shabbos, this is person l'chore should have this in mind. We're fulfilling this Rambam. We don't wear talesim nowadays, but we're sitting and we're anticipating the arrival of Shabbos. That's why, by the way, Kabbalah Shabbos is supposed to be said before Shabbos comes in. That's a separate issue, that in a lot of shuls it works out that Kabbalah Shabbos ends up being said after Shkia. But it's better to say Kabbalah Shabbos before Shkia, that's for sure. So Kabbalah Shabbos is not some new ceremony. It's that the great tzaddikim in Sfas developed Kabbalah Shabbos. It's mamash akim of this Rambam. It's like kimat black on white. Beautiful. We're being mekabel the Pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Rechitzas Yad and Atifa and Kavanas Halev. And that's what you're supposed to be doing when you're saying Kabbalah Shabbos and getting ready for Shabbos. So these are two beautiful examples of Minhagim. Kabbalah Shabbos isn't the din, it's not in the Gemara, it's not even in the Shulchan Aruch. And where the Rav developed beautiful explanation of how this din, this Minhag really reflects a fundamental yesod in Halacha. It's a kiyum of something else. And the Rav, as I explained, he got this idea from the Gra, that based on the Gra's approach to Minhagim, the Rav took it as axiomatic that Minhagim have a basis. There are many others. If you go to Rav Shechter and his, my Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlit, and his writings, and his speech, and his Divrei Torah, and his Shirin, he mentions this all the time. And, there are many, many examples of this. Okay. So with that as a background, let's come over now and discuss the Avelus of Sfira Sa'omer, the Minhagi Avelus of Sfira, and the Minhagi Avelus of the 3 weeks. Okay. So we have Minhagi Avelus. So the Rav just took it as axiomatic that these Minhagi Avelos don't pop up in a vacuum. They're some sort of kiyum. I mean, we have Shiva, we have Shloshim, we have Yud Beis Chodesh, we have various forms of Avelos. So the Rav understood that the level of Avelos of the 9 days is Shloshim, and the level of Avelus of the 3 weeks is Yud Beis Chodesh. He said Tishrei of itself fits into basically Shiva, and the Rav gave Shirim on these topics. Similarly, Sfiras Omer, the Rav understood, was a slight level of Avelus parallel to Yud Beis Chodesh. That was the Rav's idea. That 3 weeks is Yud Beis Chodesh, the 9 days is Shloshim, and Tishba is Shiva. Now, during Yud Beis Chodesh, the halacha is that during Shloshim, you don't shave at all. You don't terkot or shave at all. After Shloshim's over, the halacha is that once you look, if someone says, oh, you know, you don't look good, you look bad, Gorim b'chavercha, your friend tells you, you know, you look disheveled, then you're allowed to take a haircut. And we paskin that immediately, every time you're at the level of Goren B'chavercha, you can take a haircut again. So the Rav said, person who shaves every day, so then every 2 days already, you know, if you're 2 days you don't shave, you don't look very good. So therefore, since the level of Minhagi Avelus of the 3 weeks is similar to Yud Beis Chodesh, so too in Sfira, then you're allowed to shave every other day. Roughly, because that's the level of after Shloshim. If a person has a velus for a parent, for Yud Beis Chodesh, that shouldn't be allowed to shave. That's the Rav's idea. And it's based on this whole yesod that minhagim have to fit into certain categories. They don't just pop up out of nowhere. And it's not that, you know, the Rav was trying to find a kula. No, the Rav didn't look for kulas. That's how it was in his style. Anyone who knows anything about the Rav's approach to halacha, the Rav approached every topic from its yesod, from its base, from the Gemara, and then the Rishonim, and then developed, and based on the yesodos of the halacha, then whatever came out, came out. So here's an example where if you base it on the yesodos, this is what comes out. So the Rav's Talmidim have found several Makoros which lend support to the Rav's idea. So number one, Rav Shechter quotes that the Taz talks about cutting nails. And the Taz writes in Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Katan Yud Gimel that you can't cut your nails during the 9 days. But you can cut your nails during the 3 weeks. That's what the Taz says. What's the idea? So the Chor, this is the difference, that during the 9 days is similar to Shloshim. And during the 3 weeks, similar to Yud Beis Chodesh. Rav Shechter quotes, that Rabbi Kivegu writes in Yeridea, in Simon Shin Sadi, Siv Zayin, that you're allowed to cut your nails during Yud Beis Chodesh, afil bli ga'ara, even if no one says anything. It's worth it to cut your nails during Yud Beis Chodesh. So the fact that the Taz specifically matters it during the 3 weeks, but not during the 9 days, l'chor reflects this yisod, that the 3 weeks is like Yud Beis Chodesh. That's one idea. Furthermore, the idea that Shavua Shechalbo in the 9 days is similar to the Avelos of Shloshim is already found on the Sefer Pischei Tshuva to Or HaChaim. We're more familiar with the Pischei Tshuva on Yeridea. There's also a parallel Sefer Pischei Tshuva on Or HaChaim, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Siv Katan Gimel. He quotes there from the Achronim, who say that the Avelos of Shavua Shechalbo was like Shloshim. Okay. Rav Willig Shrita quotes another support for this idea, that the Ramban in the Sefer Torah Sa'adam asks Akasha, how come Kibbutz is Asur during Shavua Shechalbo, and yet during Shloshim it's Mutter? It's usher to wear freshly washed clothing, but it's not usher to do the wash and do the gihutz. So you see from the Ramban's question that he was assuming that Shavua Shechalbo and then the 9 days are parallel to Shloshim. These are all indications. But Rav Shechter actually brought l'chora a real proof for what the Rav says, a major support. It's from the Ber Heitev in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Katan Tes, quoted there also in the Mishnah Berurah. The idea is as follows. You can't get married during the 3 weeks. Well, why not? So the Ber Heitev writes, Uma she'enu agim lisa isha klal, hayna mishum delo misamene milsa. It's like a bad time for Am Yisrael, so you don't get married then. So this is interesting. Well, you know, during Yud Beis Chodesh, someone who hasn't been married before is allowed to get married. During Yud Beis Chodesh, Mi She'en Lo Isha Obanim is mutter to get married. That's the halacha. Look in the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea. In Yeridea, Simen Shin Sadi Bei Sif Aleph, that during Shloshim you can't get married. During Yud Beis Chodesh, for a person who's a mitzvah, if you don't have isha obanim, you can get married during Yud Beis Chodesh. So the chora, this is a major kasha against what the Rav says. If the Rav is saying that Yud Beis, why don't we get married? Rav Shechter says no. Why does the Ber Heitev go and search for some outside other reason for not getting married? Why doesn't he say it's aveilus? Normal aveilus. Why doesn't he say that? Why does he say that it's the Lo Misamina Milsa? So Rav Shechter says, aha! It seems clear in the Ber Heitev that as far as the Yesod of the Minhagi Avelis goes, they're not severe enough to make getting married usher. As far as the Yesod goes, it's like Yud Beis Chodesh and it should be Mutter, but there's a separate independent reason of Lo Misamina Milsa. That also is a halacha category. It also has makoros. And that's why you don't get married. So, ad rabba vi ad rabba, this halacha l'chora becomes a good support, a raya almost, for what the Rav says. This is in Rav Shechter Sefer, Bikri Hatzon, page Tzadi Gimel, footnote 7. He says, look in the Ber Heitev, that mitzad minag avelos, it would have been mut, haya mutter. El eino simisha bismanahu to loma samana milsa. V'umamish ki yisod rabbeinu. And Rav Shechter brings a further indication that the tour quotes the minhag of not getting a haircut and not getting a haircut, and the minhag of not getting married as two separate minhagim. They developed at different times, which fits beautifully, because the minhagi avelus of a haircut were started at one time. And that wouldn't have included not getting married. Because as far as getting married goes, it would have been allowed. Oh, and then there was a separate minhag. A separate minhag of what? Of not getting married. So this is the Rav's approach. The Rav's, he wasn't trying to find some sort of, it turns out that this approach turned into for us a big kula. This kula is not widely followed. Some Talmidim of the Rav follow this, and I guess now in our generation, their Talmidim, what could follow what they say. But to understand the Yesod HaDvarim, it's a beautiful idea, and it's based on this axiom of how to approach Minhagim. That's the Rav's approach to shaving during Sfirah.